Hi guys, and welcome to this very special edition of a chat with Dan, or coffee with Dan. Once again, usually I have these chats in a cafe, but you know we're in lockdown in Melbourne, so I can't. But I've got a very special friend of mine, Jason Hulbert, joining me today from St. Vincent's de Paul Society.
So, hi, Dan. How are you going? That's right.
Good, mate. How are you?
Yes, good, mate. Vinny's, yeah. as we're known to our friends.
Absolutely. And I should have known it better because I've been doing the St. Vinny's soup van for a while now. We'll get to that shortly.
Sure.
I guess these little talks I have is to introduce to the audience, who my guests are and what they do and what their passion is. Jason, I've known you for a while, actually.
Yeah, look, I was lucky enough to meet you and work with you, Dan, obviously, back in about a couple of years ago now.
Anyway.
Well, mate, anyone that makes me look tall, I'm very happy to be around, and it's been a pleasure being around you, or as you know.
Well, thank you, mate.
After 3 years in finance as a mortgage broker, I obviously changed companies, and we were in the same company at the same time, and you and I became involved in that same company at the same time broking, and it's been great to know you since then. So
we've remained friends.
Well, absolutely, but your passions is infectious, and it's been great to watch you since those days, develop your website and all of the other products and that type of thing. So, finance and coffee being obviously the one that's been amazing for you, and just great to watch, mate. I think we think alike.
Well, thank you. So now going back to obviously St. Vinny's, this is what the whole talk's about. To preface the whole conversation further and to the audience, this is not a sponsored post or anything like that. So if you are actually on the finance and coffee community, or have been since I've started it in 2016, roundabouts, periodically what I do is I'd send out almost like a distress call. Because I used to go, I'm part of a team that goes out fortnightly to basically give food out to the homeless in Melbourne. So there's the team that I'm attached to is the one that has a base in North Melbourne. So there's obviously more than one team. And these soup vans go out every night.
That's right.
Now I would do the call out because we'd be missing a person. Well, we need someone to go on, and if we had less people in the team, that means that the team itself that goes out has to carry more equipment.
That's right.
So that's my association with St. Vinny's, and I've been doing it for a couple of years now, and I just randomly you've ended up working for them.
That's right. Yeah, it was quite a coincidence, I never made it out to one of your soup van requests, always well-intentioned, but certainly have done it since a couple of times now with you. The soup van does an amazing job, and with the COVID at the moment, we've had to change the way we operate, but certainly still supporting the vulnerable in our community, and that's not changed. We're doing everything we can to sort of make money at a retail level to support the things, the programs like Soup Van and all of the other programs that we run for disadvantaged people. But the Soup Van's an incredible experience. Certainly, I think you'd agree, Ian, it's very leveling. When you see how people are living on the streets and how many. The numbers are increasing, and it's a situation. So coming out of the back end of COVID, hopefully sooner rather than later, we're expecting to see a whole new class of people on the streets that we may have to help. And that's not something that excites us, but we're doing everything we can to sort of get ourselves geared up for that type of support that the Victorians are going to need.
Yeah, absolutely. How do I put it? It's not just the people on the street that the soup van caters for as well. So,
that's right.
Part of the team, we go to a few spots or designated spots in the cities to give out food. But then we also go to boarding houses.
Boarding houses, that's right.
And we also go into actually one of the buildings which is in lockdown now. So
that's right.
There's multiple people that we help. But
yeah,
getting back on track, today's chat is very timely because we're actually in winter. And you've partnered up with someone.
We have, under the buy. Obviously, there's a lot of support for buying Australia. Obviously, people have been buying a lot of offshore stuff, and there's a big movement now for buy Australian and local, particularly. We came up with the concept of a recycled eco firewood log. So we've got a local manufacturer in Bayswater in Victoria that make them for us, and we've boxed them up as eco wood for good. And the name says it all, you know, that yes. we sell them for profit good. And for good. That's right. Yeah. And that helps to support, the programs like the Superfan and others, youth programs that we do and boarding houses, et cetera. But, certainly the product is certainly price comparative. But at the same time as you're buying it to say, warm yourself up at your house, or cook your pizza in your pizza oven, you're actually making a donation to Vinnie's, which is just kind of like a really good, it's a good message that I think we're sending out there. And it's, it's environmentally sustainable. It's, just made from radiator pine, Victorian ash hardwood, slow burning. And it's a really, really good product. So, we're just really thrilled with it. And it's going very, very well, dear.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, look, at the end of the day, you're doing two things. You're warming your own house if you've got a log burner, and then you're helping to, in some way, to put food in the needy, as well as other programs that St. Vinnie's runs, right?
So, absolutely, yeah, that's so true, Dean. And the product we've got. At the moment, we've got it in about 100 stores that are operating at the moment. So it's in most of those stores, so you can pick it up at your local Vinnie's. Mm-hmm. And also, we've just partnered with Amerex, who used to be called Fastway Couriers. And they can, at the moment, we've got a delivery for free. So you buy two boxes of it online via our eBay store, mm-hmm. and we'll deliver two boxes to your door for free.
Sounds amazing.
That's great. Yeah, so it was great support from Amerex. They saw the value in supporting us, and they've generously donated the first 50 deliveries for free. So I think we're down to about, might be 25 left or something. But I've got a funny feeling they might just open their wallet again for us if it goes well.
So just to let the audience know, I have attached the eBay link to every story that is now published on Humans of Finance. I also put this obviously in the Finance Coffee community in general as well. So if you have a log fire, this is one of the best things you can actually do.
It is, yeah. Mm. Yeah, and that's great, Ian. And look, I mean, we're finding as much as it's there's no substitute for chucking a big old tree trunk on your fire if you've got a big enough fire, but these type of logs are compact. They're great for like little mini stoves and wood burning wood heaters and pizza ovens and things like that, so, and even just to take camping if we're ever allowed out of our houses again.
Hopefully we'll be.
Hopefully not too long. That's right. We're doing all the right things now, and hopefully we can get back on track. But look, Dean, I think your support for Vinnie's over the years has been amazing, and I'm just so thrilled to join after being a BDM for one of the mortgage companies, to have joined Vinnie's and working for them. But certainly my hat's off to you and your support for Vinnie's over the years, Dean.
Well, mate, Jason, thank you so much for your time.
No worries.
And guys, please support St. Vinnie's, because at the end of the day, there's a lot more people who are doing it tough than you. So thank you, Jason.
No worries. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you. Bye.
Good on you, mate. Cheers.